Dr. Pinsky dictating a female exam on Catherine with a C. Last name is Price, P-R-I-C-E. Catherine Price is a 55-year-old woman who reports a history of muscle strains, now with carpal tunnel syndrome, comma heel spurs, comma plantar fasciitis, comma, and problems with her back, neck, and hip. Period. This was not a result of a distinct traumatic event. Period. She reports her symptoms came on gradually, especially the foot and hand pain. Period. She was diagnosed with multiple strains, comma, sacroiliac joint injury, comma, and carpal tunnel syndrome, for which surgery was advised. Period. She has not undergone any surgery in this matter, but believes she injured both hands, comma, feet, comma, neck, comma, low back, comma, and right hip. Period. She was seen at Rossmann Orthopedics and participated in physical therapy. Period. She did not undergo any surgery in this matter. Period. Treatment was completed in approximately May 2022. Period. Ms. Price admits that she had injuries from a motor vehicle accident more than 30 years ago, involving sprains and contusions of her back and neck. Period. These were treated with physical therapy. Period. She also referenced work injuries involving her back, comma, neck, comma, and right sacroiliac joint, diagnosed as sprains, but did not provide any further details. Period. She was involved in a motor vehicle collision and experienced neck and back spasms. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Price alleged that from the period of 10/28/98 to the present, her position as a floor nurse led to permanent injuries involving her low back, comma, hips, comma, neck, comma, feet, comma, both arms and hands, comma, as well as occupational stress and psychiatric disability. Period. New paragraph. Medical records show she was seen by podiatrist Dr. Sullivan on 127/22. Period. She denied her presentation for bilateral foot issues was not related to a workers' compensation claim or an auto accident claim. Period. She explained she had undergone x-rays as well as injections, the most recent of which was in November 2021. Period. She reported foot pain for 1 year and had one injection that made her sick. Period. Regarding her right plantar fascia, both feet hurt, although the right was greater, and she had a positive tenel sign on both sides, right greater than left. Period. X-rays of the feet were done in the office and demonstrated no evidence of any fractures or dislocations. Period. He rendered diagnoses of bilateral plantar fasciitis as well as bilateral calcaneal spurs. Period. He ordered ultrasound and x-ray diagnostics. Period. They also discussed treatment options. Period. New paragraph on 2/3/22, she underwent an ultrasound of the right foot to be inserted here. Period. She followed up on 2/4/22 with the physician assistant for right elbow pain. Period. She reported this had been present for 1 year. Period. She denied any previous injuries to the elbow. Period. She was seen by Dr. Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N, at Abbott, A-B-B-O-T-T, Care. She was diagnosed with arthritis and given a brace for her elbow. Period. She was told to treat it with ice and heat. Period. Symptoms waxed and waned over the year, but was worse over the last 2 months. Period. She had a history of bowel resection, so could not take steroids or anti-inflammatory medications. Perry also has a past medical cervical sprain from a car accident. Perry, some of her symptoms include numbness throughout the entire right upper extremity. Period. Current medications included Ativan, Omeprazole, and Bentil. Period. Three views of the right elbow were done and showed no fracture, dislocation, or arthritis. Period. He diagnosed right elbow lateral epicondylitis. And counseled her on the use of ice heat and bracing. But he also gave her instructions for a therapeutic home exercise program. Perry also discussed potential invasive treatments in the future. In a paragraph on 217.22, she returned to podiatrist Dr. Sullivan. Perry, he reviewed the results of her ultrasound of both feet. Period. He commented she had symptoms of plantar fasciitis, however the ultrasound imaging does not really allude to that. Period. Her plantar fascial insertion points are within normal range. Period. She was not clear if doing her job along with motor vehicle accident caused her low back and neck issues many years ago. Perry was pending receipt of orthotics. Perry also recommended a course of physical therapy. Perry. In paragraph on 217.22, she was seen by Dr. Matson, M-A-T-Z-O-N, at Rothman. Complaining of bilateral hand pain for the past 5 months. Perry also complains of right shoulder pain, right elbow pain, and bilateral foot pain. Perry reportedly had been seen by a rheumatologist who recommended bracing and range of motion. Perry did see the physician assistant for her elbow, and he diagnosed lateral epicondylitis. Perry, she cannot localize her pain, saying it is diffuse. Perry complains of numbness throughout both hands. That was nonspecific. Period. He reviewed x-rays of both hands that showed mild degenerative changes but no fractures or dislocations. Period. Also performed an exam identifying subjective numbness on both. Period. She also had diffuse tenderness that was nonspecific. Period. She had equivocal provocative maneuvers involving her wrist. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper extremities. Perry rendered diagnoses of left and right hand pain as well as diffuse polyarthralgia. Period. She had also seen Dr. Molter, M-O-L-T-E-R, for her spine. Perry was concerned her symptoms were stemming from something more systemic. Perry recommended she be reevaluated by a rheumatologist for further direction. Period. New paragraph on 314.22. The petitioner was seen by Dr. Molter, complaining of neck pain as well as bilateral arm pain and paresthesias over the last year or more. Perry, there was not one specific injury or illness or event that brought about the symptoms. Perry, she also had some joint pain in both elbows and wrists. Perry, she gets occasional paresthesias, but it's really the neck pain that is the issue. Perry, she reports decreased range of motion. Period. She had physical therapy for it about 20 years ago. Period. She was working regular duty and tried to remain active. Period. Examination found cervical spasm with decreased rotation both right and left. Period. Motion was otherwise full. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. X-rays showed degenerative changes. NC5-6, NC6-7, with mild straightening of the cerebral lordosis, but there was no significant evidence of instability on flexion extension views. Period. He diagnosed cervicalgia as well as cervical disc degeneration at C5-6. Period, he recommended a course of physical therapy. Period, she was to return in 6 weeks to consider MRI of the cervical spine. Period. This did not appear to have taken place. Physical exam. General appearance, she focused repeatedly on her symptoms. Period, she coughed frequently. Period, she complained she gets swelling in the right forearm and asks about getting a Doppler study on it. Period, put this in bold. She appears to have some hypochondriac tendencies. She complained of soreness with every body part checked individually. Period, extremities upper, manual muscle test was 5-, resisted left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrists, elbows. She was tender to palpation by the right medial epicondyle, but not the left. Period, phalanx maneuver on the right elicited immediate numbness, but was negative on the left. Period, tenel sign on the right was positive for paresthesias, but was negative on the left. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Extremity is lower. She remained in her gym pants. Period. Motion of the right hip was full in all spheres without crepitus, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Feet and ankles, normal. Cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to walk on her heels, complaining of pain in the right foot. Period, she could walk on her toes, complaining of numbness in her toes. Period. She was tender across the waistline in the absence of spasm. Period. And go back to thoracic. She was tender at the right interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. Impressions. Catherine Price has alleged occupational exposures caused disabilities diffusely throughout her body. Period, her position at the insured was as a licensed practical nurse, where she began working in 1998 on a full-time basis. Period. She states since 2021, she had 30 patients to care for and worked 3 12-hour shifts in a week. Period, she previously worked 8 hours per day on a full-time basis. Period. She did not convey any particular trauma precipitating her symptoms or any distinct activity that led to them. Period. She does admit to having prior problems in several of these areas. Period. She was seen by various specialists and underwent diagnostic studies that were unrevealing. Period. And bold this, it is curious that she would have all of these symptoms beginning around the same time. Period. That type of presentation is most consistent with a systemic rheumatologic condition. Period. However, she denies being diagnosed with this. Period. In paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Price found her to be focused on her symptoms. Period. She complained of tenderness with every evaluation of each body part. Period. She had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities, as well as the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable through the low back, comma, hips, comma, neck, comma, arms, comma, hands, or hands. Period. She actually only had minimal arthritic changes seen by x-rays done in the office. Period. She does not appear to have undergone an EMG/NCV to corroborate the presence of carpal tunnel syndrome. Period. She continues to work full-time at the insured. Period. And scratch that. There definitely appears to be some psychological functional overlay to her presentation. Period. End.